Rosanna DiMaria, and I'm an adjunct professor teaching in NYU's School of Continuing and Professional Studies Leadership and Human Capital Management program. I teach in the graduate program, and I teach a number of courses ranging from organizational behavior and managing inclusion and cultural diversity to managing in a global economy, international human resources, and some others.
Great. Thanks, Rosanna. So I'm Ted Bongiovanni. I'm the Associate Director for Distance Learning at NYU School of Continuing and Professional Studies. I taught previously in the Masters of Instructional Design program here at NYU SCPS. I've been working in new media since probably the mid-90s for a variety of organizations, and it's been real exciting to be working with faculty at NYU SCPS and helping transform their courses for teaching online leadership and human capital management program and its organizational context at SCPS. I mean, SCPS is a big place. There are 30,000 students here, graduate programs and real estate, human capital management, adult degree programs, and a whole lot of an amazing catalog of continuing education classes. But maybe just a few words about the Leadership and Human Capital Management program.
The Leadership and Human Capital Management program has a very concrete mission. Its mission is to build the most robust pipeline of next-generation C-suite human resources professionals. In the process of doing that, the program's goal is to transform everyone who starts in the program into that robust pipeline, and in so doing, transform the function of human resources. We believe HR is a critical function to corporate America, and it really can add value at the leadership table. Our entire model is based on living the learning that we're studying. We use exclusively a case study method. Of course, we use text as our suggested and reference readings, but all of our core courses are taught in case study, and our professors act as CEOs in those courses. Our students are their employees in a consulting firm, and they approach the case studies as a consultant would to clients. We truly live the learning in our program.
That's really interesting, and I think it's a really neat segue into talking about the genesis for the online work that you're doing. Because I would imagine that with a case-based method of instruction, that the notion of having a classroom and a seminar table is pretty much like the way to go and an ideal set up for teaching, or so you thought.
Oh, I most definitely thought. In fact, I was aggressively opposed to the notion of teaching online. In fact, I continually turned down the online teaching opportunities that my department director threw my way. And I had absolutely no interest whatsoever. I like to think that the classroom is a crucible of learning, and it is truly a transformational place. And I believe that what I do in a classroom is very, very special, unique for me and my students. The notion that that could be done virtually, bah humbug. I absolutely and completely rejected that for a very long time.
So what happened? Why are we meeting here in a synchronous live classroom to talk about myths for online teaching and learning?
I was unlawfully imprisoned by my department director. Right about last fall, she offered me the opportunity to teach international human resources. And that's a course I'd wanted to teach for a while and very passionate about and have done quite a bit of work on. And consequently, she said, Rosanna, we're going to offer international human resources this spring and it's yours. I was delighted. I had some fabulous cases. I had a great design. And then she said, it's online. And I said, forget it. And she said, I'm only offering it online, and here's my deal to you. You have to take the distance learning courses, the ones you all were offering, Ted. And I think it was a set of 7 seminars and then a 1-day intensive. And if you finish those seminars and you still feel that you can't deliver the kind of quality learning that you're committed to, I'll let you back out. And I thought, well, you know, that's a reasonable offer.